It's generally the expression was applied to men.
Do people, I was asking that, so I just heard the expression recently. Never
what,
had heard
you
it.
Mean jelly bean?
Uh-huh.
It generally applies to men.
Mm-hmm.
It's men that think that they're really it, or really, in other words, they think that a lady's men.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's a jelly bean. He thinks mm-hmm. he really got it with the ladies.
Do people still use that term?
Haven't heard that in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
You're the first one I heard. You know, I can't tell you when.
Uh-huh.
But it was a favorite expression years ago.
What do people used to carry their money in?
It wasn't called a wallet. It was called a pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. What men would carry?
Yes.
What about what women would have?
Well, they generally had a pocketbook or a satchel or a purse.
Mm-hmm. And something that a woman could wear strung around her neck, a lot of...
Necklace,
uh-huh.
Beads.
You'd call that a what of beads?
A string of beads.
Uh-huh. What about something she could wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
And something a man would wear to hold up his pants.
Suspenders or belt.
Uh-huh. Any old-fashioned name for suspenders?
Galluses.
Okay. And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Oh, that's just bedspread.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you remember bedspreads that women would make themselves?
Oh, yeah. It's crochet.
Uh-huh. What would they call them, bedspreads, or were there any special names?
Crocheted bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them used to piece scraps together
mm-hmm.
and make bedspreads or quilts. Most of it was they made quilts, but some of them would piece fancy scraps together and make a bedspread out of it.
What about what you put your head on?
Pillow?
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
That's...
Do you ever have a bolster?
Bed bolster?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was the bolster like?
Let's see, the bolster is the about the same set thing as a bedstead, or it's the foot piece or the head piece to the bed.
Wooden then?
Mm-hmm.
What about something you could make, say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds?
Make a pallet on the floor.
Okay. And talking about different kinds of land, you can say, you might say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
real rich.
Okay. Or another word you could use instead of rich, you say it's...
fertile.
Okay. What different kinds of land would you have on a farm?
You've got your sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your loamy soil. You got your rocky ground.
Mm-hmm.
And your wet land and your dry land.
What's
your hill land and your bottom land.
Uh-huh. What's the loamy soil like?
It's a loose... rich, loose soil.
What color?
Well, it could be black, or it could be other colors. It all depended on the area.
Mm-hmm.
In this area, your rich loamy soil would mostly be black soil or
mm-hmm.
dark colored soil.
What about I don't know if they have this around here. Have you ever been up in the Delta area at all?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, they've got a kind of a sticky soil.
Yeah. That's